Harper Audio presents Guys Read Thriller, edited by John Sheska. Fad, the Ghost and Me by Margaret Peterson Haddix, performed by Bronson Pinchot. The ghost boy is trying to talk to me.
"Please,"
he moans in his wispy voice.
"Please help me."
I ball my hand into a fist and punch him in the stomach. "See," I say over my shoulder to my cousin Thad, "it's not real. It's just one of those fake hologram things they always have at haunted houses. See how the ghost goes away when I block the light?" The thing is, even though he's pale and see-through and barely even there, the ghost doesn't go away. I move over to the right, then back to the left, and no matter what I do, the ghost boy's image stays whole. "Whoa," I think. "How the Bloomingburg Bunnies and Chicks 4-H Club get their hands on such smoke and hologram equipment?" I picked the wimpiest-sounding haunted house in three counties to take my cousin Thad to. Me, I like them all. The scarier, the better. But Thad, don't get me wrong, he's a good kid. He'd have to be, being related to me and all. But he's just a little bit disadvantaged. Yeah, that's the right word for it. He's had to put up with stuff like his parents thinking it was cool to name him Thaddeus Eugene and calling him that in front of other people and making him take violin lessons instead of playing football like me and telling him it might be dangerous to build a potato cannon or shoot a marshmallow gun. I mean, marshmallows. Really? Really? All that wasn't so bad when he was just a little guy. People always think little kids with big round glasses are cute, but Thad's in fifth grade now. I have exactly...